what, Dave?
What?
You and I, not half good luck charms for the England cricket team, are we?
You see, we turn up and it all goes right.
All goes swimmingly. What a day yesterday. Dave and I went to the Oval. We're not massive cricket fans, but obviously we've been sucked in and to the euphoria that's happening. And we went old Joe Wiley and jumped on the bandwagon just for the day. And I've got to say, absolutely brilliant.
Part of me feels embarrassed, actually, because it's everything that I hate about, you know, people going to sport like what we did yesterday.
Yeah, I know. But, I, you know, the nice thing about it is they embrace you, cricket fans.
Good morning, cricket fans.
So, Richard Bacon. Hello to all fans of the cricket. But it was absolutely, I felt really privileged to be there yesterday.
I have to apologise for my cousin Paul will be listening, who hates me at this moment.
Yeah, I know he does.
Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, but, you know, because of you, hasn't he met Wayne Rooney? Indirectly.
No, actually, I met him because of him.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, in that case, yeah, he probably really hates you then. You sound a bit rough.
I'm not. Excuse me. I've had this cold all week.
Sure.
And I'm still struggling with
my
throat.
Yeah. And did you find that drinking all day yesterday and into the late night, did that help at all?
No.
No, right. I had one bottle of beer when England won the Ashes, because I was drinking orange juice all day. I was very sensible, wasn't I?
You were hanging from the night before, that's why.
Or is that, yeah. But no, it was great. And I also love the fact, you know, as not being a massive cricket fan, that because it's sponsored by Empower, there's like the Empower Man of the Match or whatever, and all these people are carrying off these massive trophies. And then there's the Man of the Match for England, and the Man of the Match for Australia, and then the Man of the Match for the Match, and all this, and they all get their big trophies, and it's just like loads of FA Cup trophies floating around everywhere. And then, of course, Michael Vaughan gets to lift the Ashes, which looks like, from where stood, a packet of Rolos.
Mm.
But he's tiny. And you just think, I know it's brilliant, but wouldn't you be going, can we have one of them as well? It's one of the big cups. You can't really drink out of it, can you? Do you know what I mean?
It's a trophy with enormous significance, though, isn't it?
So anyway, well done to England. Lovely, lovely. That was that, and we were there. The Chris Moyle Show. Right, what's the next event we're going to go and gatecrash? National Radio
1. There's a polo next or something.
There'll be some ice skating somewhere that we're doing quite well at. So what time did you stay out drinking till last night?
Got home at 10:30.
How do you manage to get a pint in London, right, without getting served by some miserable Australian fella behind the bar?
Incredibly, there was no Australians, actually, in the pub that we went to.
Wow.
Which is unusual.
What is it?
It's called the Underground.
The Underground, yeah. Right. It's a train in a sewer. Amazing. And I got that, and I was chatting to some lads on the thing, and they were talking about going to one of the walkabout pubs.
Yeah.
Because they thought that might be a good night to go. God love them, you know. Bob McGrinn out there. We're northern.
You're very funny on the Underground, actually.
Huh?
How does this work? What do you do? Buy a ticket? What?
I'm walking the length of the train trying to find first class. There's no butty wagon, nothing. It's rubbish. It's really hot, you know. People stare at you. Well, normally you get on the tube. Normally the gag about the tube is you get on, no one looks at anybody. I get on the tube, everyone's like this, glaring at me. All right, what?
It's because he's the only man in a suit.
Nice suit, though. Savile Row. No, Jimmy Savile. Sorry, that was it. That's what I meant to say. Anyway, well done to England. Carrie's made a montage, so we'll have to do that. Busta Rhymes, Pussycat Dolls and Oasis coming up. Let's get the news and the sport with Dominic and Carrie, who's back with us. It's 7:03.
And the Chancellor Gordon Brown is due to look at the issue of fuel prices later by calling for international help in tackling the rising cost. Drivers are being told not to panic as campaigners plan 3 days of demos.
Can I just say, to all those idiots who were panic buying petrol last night, right, thanks for that, because I genuinely needed petrol. And I wasn't prepared to queue for half an hour. I passed one petrol station at 12:15 last night, there was 32 cars queuing up to get petrol. At 12:15, I'm on the red. You know,
Now, they should have at least gone down and got, do you really need it? You know, if you've got quarter of a tank, you'll get to work tomorrow.
At the moment, there's no shortage of petrol, apparently. But
I get in my car and I put the radio on and I hear the guy go, there's no shortage of petrol.
Mm.
Don't panic buy. There's loads of petrol. Don't rush out and buy it. Don't. There's loads. I genuinely needed petrol last night. I didn't know if I was going to get home or not.
They're worried that the people panic buying will lead to a shortage of fuel. So at the moment, there isn't any.
I found a good one though. If anyone needs one, it's kind of tucked away a little bit down a side street.
Is that one? That one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's now 7 minutes past seven.
Crotch shot shine. That was the highlight of the day for me and Dave yesterday. It was just. Right, sugar, shine. The most Australian sounding man on the planet, who looks like George Bush.
Who's the Aussie wicketkeeper?
Adam Gilchrist.
Right, shot, shine.
Ball shine.
We spent ages doing that, didn't we?
Yeah. But we could hear everything though. We had access to it because they have mics obviously everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's all that intimidation thing. You know, so they're coming up to bowl and the fella's there and he's waiting to bat and there's a little voice behind him going. Had your missus last night, mate? Is that, that's, you know, that's how they
really,
get
is that what
out.
They do?
Yeah, yeah. You can't really see it on the telly.
Wow.
You got a fat ass.
What?
And then it'll bang, oh, they're out.
That doesn't come across
that's
the channel.
That's why they walk off so quickly, you know, they don't mess around.
No.
They just, you know, go, oh, you got me there like a right kipper. That's what they're saying.
That's sledging. That's what they call it.
Don't even talk to me, you thief. Don't even want to look at you, Carrie, today. Thief. That's what you are today. Thief Davis. It's not Carrie. Thief. Telling you. What? You, yesterday. You know, had to ruin my enjoyment of the day. By being a thief. You know, I've got no memory of the, you know, I've got no souvenir of the game yesterday.
Why?
I was planning on being my ticket.
Yeah.
But, you know, Carrie nicked my ticket. And we never saw her again. And we reckon she stole it. As she's sold it.
No.
I got mine back.
Did you?
Yeah.
I gave you all three.
Did you give us all three?
Pub. Yes.
I thought you just gave us mine back.
No, I gave you all three.
She did. I saw her.
Wearing a posh box, right? What do you mean you saw her?
I was in the pub.
She was there as well.
Yeah, Rach came down to the pub last night.
I told you that when we were on the train.
No, you did.
I said
I wouldn't get the train with you.
Well, no, when we go going to get the train, I said we're meeting Rachel at the pub down the thing.
Oh, you did. That's why I went. Okay. So we tried to sneak Carrie into our box, right?
Yes.
So she was in the ground. All she needed was a ticket to get past the, you know, the guys on the door.
Yeah.
So we went, well, take our tickets. Not a problem.
Mm.
So she's, you sure? And the woman in charge who invited us went, yeah, it's fine. Because Carrie is with two of her mates.
Right.
So we've, out of the kindness of our hearts, we'll take these tickets and sneak them in. They're in anyway.
Mm.
They've got tickets, but just to get up here, not a problem.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Carrie's like this. Oh, are you sure? It's not a problem. No, it's all right. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. So I get your ticket and I get Chris's ticket. Lovely. Okay, bye-bye. Didn't see her for the rest of the day. Didn't hear from her? Nothing.
I think actually all three are in the other trousers in the skyline.
And then we see her sitting in the crowd, right, drinking a bottle of Cristal, eating some massive cucumber sandwiches, and she sold her tickets. That's what I'm thinking. Thief.
I didn't steal them. It was not... The thing is, where we were sat, we were right in with all the Barmy Army lot, and I was quite enjoying singing along.
What? So you're quite happy sitting there surrounded by a load of men?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, shut shine! Anyway, Carrie has done a montage of the cricket, which I do find a bit bizarre, because it's got all the highlights, you know, it's got the highlights, like, you know, Michael Vaughan being bowled out for nothing.
No, it's
like
a story of the day. You
know. I know. All right. Thief. Would you like to introduce it, Carrie?
Here's my little montage of England winning back the Ashes.
Mini disc player wouldn't start.
That's Edge the Cup!
No, not now! Right, you should do it again. Introduce it, Carrie.
This is the montage of England winning back the Ashes.
Better be anyway, otherwise this equipment's going out the window.
That's edged the court by Gilchrist. Michael Vaughan is out. Glenn McGraw has struck. And England have lost their first wicket of the day.
So Ian Bell's first ball, in comes McGrath, and he bowls his edge, and he's caught a slip! McGrath's on a hat-trick!
Truscothic on 33. Ah! LBW really puts him, he gives him out. Truscothic's gone, LBW to warm. They're appealing for a golden ball, he's gone. Flintoff is gone for eight.
Lee passed the umpire about and Edge, oh, a drop! He went very, very fast to Warne at first slip.
Yeah. And Brett Lee hit, hands on head. Here comes Tate now on his way into Peterson. He bowls and Peterson's driven that one into the offside. That's going to be four runs and Kevin Peterson has got 100.
46 not out, he would love it. Oh, and he's got it! Ashley Giles has got his 50. Smash that one straight past the bowler McGrath. The bails are off. Yep. The game is drawn. England have won the Ashes. December the 28th, 1986 at Malvern. September the 12th, 2005 at Millwall.
It's been nearly two decades since an England captain has had his hands around the little urn. The long wait is nearly over. Don't drop them.
And Michael Appleton is tied. He kisses it and raises it to the skies.
You know, you'll have grown men crying now.
I was crying yesterday.
Really? What, because you were hanging out with them grown men?
Yeah.
Right, OK. So, OK. Want to go there, love? All right, yeah, really?
Yeah. Are we about to get into just a little...
Very nice. I love our caring, sharing listeners. We've got a nice text from Kathy in London, and she says there are certain petrol stations now saying that they've got no fuel, which is weird because I've got a full tank. Mm. Lots of love from Kathy. There you go. Just showing off to anybody who might be struggling.
So did you manage to fill up then last night?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But what happened was the woe is me stories continue. Chris Moyles, man of the people, you know, just your average boy next door. So I got this... a loan of a car for the weekend, this Audi S4, right? Mm. And it's all...
Your
very...
life is really hard.
Do you know, honestly, because I had to put a whole full-day permit on it the other day.
You just like that... everybody
well,
else.
You had to get somebody to do for you.
I got Jocelyn to do it for me. But anyway, so I go and pick my girlfriend up for the airport last night because she's been at our friend's wedding in Italy, which I couldn't go to because I missed the show yesterday.
And we had tickets for the Ashes.
That was coincidental. Anyway... So, and it's out in Stansted, which is a bit of a kind of weirdy airport, and I don't want them coming back there late, so I went, I'll go and pick you up. Mm-hmm. And then we drop off Sophie's friend, because I don't want to, you know, she's done that, oh, just drop me so-and-so, and I'll get a cab from there, and I'm like, don't be ridiculous.
She lives in Brighton or something.
Yeah, so look, I'll drop you off, it's not a problem. And I'd already heard on the radio this guy, the head of the fuel commission or whatever the hell it is, going, there is no fuel shortage. It's not a problem. There's no fuel shortage. Please don't panic buy because there's not a shortage of fuel. There's not a shortage of fuel. I repeat, there's not a shortage of fuel. Don't panic buy. And I'm not even really paying attention. I'm just going, that's quite interesting. Until the car goes beep and the little petrol sign comes up. And I'm going, oh, rubbish. So because it's got a bit of a flash car, in the sat-nav thing, you can find the nearest petrol station. So I drive to the nearest petrol station. The 30-odd cars queuing up to get petrol. I'm like, well, I'm not doing that. It's, you know, it's midnight. Mm. It's ridiculous. And every petrol station we passed has the same problem. And just queues and queues of people panic buying. And I'm like, well, I've probably got just enough to get home. But then when the people from Audi come and pick it up, if a fuel shortage has been created by the panic buying, they'll never be able to take the car back.
You get to keep it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to drive it anywhere.
No, that's true. You could get a canister, couldn't you?
Just sit outside the house, take the roof on and off. Do you know what I mean? What's the point of that?
No.
Passing by, hi, mate, it's my car. Oh, can I take me some... No, it's no petrol. Mm. You know, so...
But then you might run out of permits.
Well, that's the thing. You know, and so actually, Rachel, really, woe is my life.
It's tough being you.
It is tough
being you. It's hard having a car and then borrowing a car as well.
Well, you know, I'm sure we could get you a smart car for the weekend or something if you want one.
Even a bike?
Do you want me to see if I can get a bike from the Rally press office for you? I'm sure they have poor bikes.
Press office?
Yeah.
No, because I'd fall off it. And then I wouldn't be able to come
Rachel, what do you want? What do you want?
Aston Martin, that'd be nice.
Do you want me to get you an Aston Martin on loan for the weekend?
Yeah, that'd be lovely. We could drive up to Newcastle.
Right.
For the run.
Okay.
It'd last about five minutes where you live.
Then I wouldn't be able to drive it back. What do you mean? Hey. Dave was out in my hood last night.
I needed me injections.
Why? Yeah?
Why?
Because he was south of the river.
Was it a bit rough? Is it?
No, it's not rough.
Well, no, I'm asking. I don't know. I wasn't there. Rough? Is it rough?
Well, it's not rough, but, you know.
Tough?
Needed me injections.
Oh, it's not as posh where you two live.
You know, listen, love. If I get you an Aston Martin for the weekend, it's not going to get ripped off, is it, while it's outside your house?
No.
Honestly?
Yes.
Would you trust an Aston Martin parked outside your front door?
I wouldn't park it outside my house. I'd be driving it, wouldn't I?
You're right, OK. I wouldn't park it outside. I'd park it outside Dave's and just get a cab home. It's a lot safer. If I get you an Aston Martin then for the weekend, then, you're just as bad as me.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't happen anyway, so...
Well, she says in hoping that somebody's listening at the press...
It wouldn't happen, you know, as if Aston Martin are going to lend me a car. Aston Martin.
Well, let's think about it. No one would trust me to drive it and return it safely.
Well, you're not helping, are you now? And there's a guy now as the head of the press for Aston just Martin. I'm in an Erin. He's not sure.
I'm busy this weekend anyway.
Oh, well, what are you talking about? Yourself out of it.
I've got a half marathon to run.
For God's sake.
Maybe the weekend afterwards. That would be nice.
Oh, you've blown it now.
Anyway, okay. So it was just all a little bit ridiculous last night, the whole petrol thing, and then, you know. So anyway, I got home for about 12:30, managed to fill up the petrol. Because you do that thing where, because it was all the petrol stations a little bit out of the way, you know, and I got to one of the big roads in London last night. There's a little petrol station there, two guys filling up. But it was, you know, but the irony is there was a couple of the pumps out, and you're going, look, you know.
I'm pleased it worked out for you in the end, anyway.
I will try and get Dominic to find out, because people are waking up this morning and now going, of course, oh, hang on a second, Morris is saying there's no fuel. No, I'm not saying that at all. I will find out exactly what the story is and get Dominic to tell you in the news. Find out, is there a shortage of petrol? Is there not a shortage of petrol? And by the way, we can't run through every petrol station in the UK. It's just not possible. If you're listening to us, by the way, in America, not only do you have lots of petrol, but yours is cheaper.
Mm.
And so, they call it gas.
Yes, they do. So we're gasoline. Thank you. Gas stations. But that's really weird, where you've got to pay before you buy. How much do you know you're going to put in?
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Not all of them.
No, well, yeah, but then again, no. But, in most gas stations in America I've filled up in, you need to pay first.
I've never done that.
And their click thing works, where you can put it, you put the nozzle in, and you pull the handle, and you click it down, so you don't need to stand there like a lemon. You can walk around and, you know, have a fag, talk on your mobile phone.
Well, having a fag's probably not the best idea.
It's all fine, you know what I mean? Mm. And then it does it, and then it unclicks when it's full. See? God, I'm so American. It's unbelievable. Right, so, Dominic, hopefully, with petrol news coming up after Charlotte Church. Shemai, it's about the Charlotte Church Internet and Christmas that join. Stanley Comedy Dave, TDS Link in it. We're walking in the air.
Charlotte Church there, leaving a little message. That was nice of her.
Brilliant.
Thanks very much, Chris. What?
It's on the show next week.
Oh, you can shut up, you. I'm talking to Rachel. If you're offering, mate, I'll have a TVR, says Darren in Leeds. All right, I'll see what I can do, Darren. I mean, I'm quite surprised more people didn't text and asking.
I wouldn't mind one of those as well, actually.
I run my car on cooking oil, so there's no shortage of that, says one person. Who waits till the petrol light comes on? You should have filled up earlier, says Paul. I think most people wait till the petrol light comes on. Very close. Hmm. I've got 1,200 litres of fuel. I'm not bothered. Ha ha, says someone else. Can you get me a bike, please? That would be great, says Joe. I work for BMW. Why don't you buy a proper car? An S4's a bit fast for you, isn't it, fat boy? Look, I don't weigh it down that much. It doesn't slow it down. And I cycle to work because I'm not a petrol-guzzling environmental destroyer. So I don't care about your petrol panic. Ha ha, Karen in Hull. Oh, let's laugh at the girl who can't afford a car. I mean, if you live in Amsterdam, cycling to work on a bike's lovely. You know what I mean? If you live in the rolling countryside, maybe lovely. You live in Hull, love. Do you know what I mean? It's got to be a bit chilly this time of the morning, cycling to work, isn't it? Winter draws on. It's 7:31.
7:35.
So we get a text message which comes in from Monique in London, which says, Chris, America's gas stations have nothing on South Africa's. We don't even get out of the car. We have petrol attendants who fill up, wash your windscreen, check your oil, take your money to the cashier. I never touched a petrol pump till I got to the UK. Brilliant. That's what you need. Bearing in mind we've got driving florists, so we don't need to get out of the car to buy flowers.
Oh, by the way, I didn't tell you that. You know when I got those for, what was it? Was it a birthday? No. Anniversary, that was it.
Yeah.
When I got them...
Your wedding anniversary.
You get you get loyalty points as well as you get a discount on the next one. I've got... Honestly, I've got vouchers to get money off the next lot.
You can do every year up
driving
to 25th.
Driving florist, it's brilliant. You just sit in your car and go, I'll have that one, please. And she goes and wraps it up and you pay
just,
switch.
Just think, this time next year, when you're buying flowers again for the anniversary, you'll be able to use your discount.
Yeah. I might use it for a birthday present as well.
Wow, twice a year.
That's touching, Dave.
Though, to be honest, this year, Dave, you nicked the flowers that we gave you.
No, yeah, well, no, I did take them. They were the hors d'oeuvre, and then the ones I got from Flower Station were the proper ones.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear. We're getting people texting in about all this petrol stuff, which is just, you know, what I really like is other people going, I've got a full tank of petrol, no, I don't really need to use my car for the weekend, so I'm not really bothered. Have a great day, bye-bye. I love that, you know, that kind of, you know, people really feeling sorry for their fellow man. Ah, they couldn't give a monkeys. I walk to work every day, doesn't bother me. It's bye-bye. Lovely. But, yes, well, Dominic will keep you informed. That brilliant update during the news there at 7:30.
Well, no, I think it's important because people think at the moment there is a shortage of petrol and there isn't.
I've heard that there's no petrol on the M62 between Liverpool and Huddersfield.
Because people are panic buying.
I don't know if that's true, though. But we.
And I said, I've heard.
We need to check. I know, but you've got to be careful, Dave. Why? Because it starts panic.
I'm sorry. Don't panic.
That's the problem.
Do you remember the last time it was really silly? Wasn't the one DJ who went on the radio somewhere and went, oh, I tell you, if I were you, I'd go and fill up immediately because it's terrible out there, it really is. And everybody in the local area went, really? And then everybody in surrounding areas went, really? And it just kind of, you know...
The word is, at the moment, there's no need to panic buy.
Right.
There is no shortage of petrol in the UK. You don't need to panic buy.
Here's the way I look at it. You don't go to work. You know, it's perfect.
There's also that.
It's a perfect excuse. If you're hanging from celebrating the cricket yesterday, you know, your boss is expecting you to go, I've got the flu. No, don't worry. Yeah, can't get any petrol, mate. Mm. Sorry about that. And I reckon it's going to be quite bad, so I'll see you Friday. You know? Go in, do a half day Friday, job's a good one.
They'd be understanding.
Yeah.
With that.
You know, so you'd work Monday, anyway, bit of Monday, bit of Friday, have the middle of the week off, you know, just say you're busy or something in meetings, like Radio 1 management. Anyway. Rachel's getting all excited, right? She loves her magazine. She loves her showbiz tatty, you know, stuff. She's got the photos of Peter Andre and Katie Price's wedding.
They are classic.
Have a look.
I haven't seen
look at it. Look.
It's like half a magazine. She actually doesn't look too bad, except for her tiara on her head.
But you love all them magazines, don't you?
Well,
you love
I like
it all.
To have a, you know, it's all part of the job, really, isn't it?
I think Peter Andre looks weird. Do you think Andre looks weird?
Yeah.
He looks like he's got plastic hair.
The funniest picture is with Jenny Bond and Mike Reeves.
No, my favourite one is Jimmy Five Bellies.
Oh, I haven't seen
he
that
He was Gazza's plus one, wasn't
give,
he?
Give over. I thought he was Kerry McFadden's.
Honestly, if you're walking past a newsagent, don't obviously go and buy it. Just have a look on the shelf.
I wouldn't say don't obviously go and buy it. I would say if you want to buy it, you can buy it.
Mm. Honestly.
Seriously, have you never been to any legal meetings?
No, I'm joking.
You can't buy the radio table, but not to buy it.
I'm joking.
There are many to choose from.
That's all right. In a court of law, that always gets you off. Did you really say that? I was joking. Oh, so yeah, don't worry about it.
Apologise.
Case
brain,
dismissed.
Apologise, I engage my brain. But this is going to be the talking point today, after the Ashes. People are going to be looking at this today.
I don't agree, Rach.
A lot of girls will be, Carrie. Well, Megan agrees, who produces Nimone.
She's sad
I'll
as
have,
well.
I'll have a look. You know,
Rachel, you're desperately trying to find other sad magazine lovers like yourself.
Dave's wife will. She'll be looking
oh,
at
she's
it.
Already bought it, probably.
My wife has, too.
Rachel, can you not, listen, put the Peter and Jordan pictures down. Can you not find something to talk about in another magazine that isn't
all
the
right,
wedding?
All right, shall I find something?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sake. She's obsessed with those, you know, magazine. Oh, look, Peter. Look at Jordan's hair. Look at Jordan. Find something else to talk about, love.
I've
Move
got
on.
Another one.
Right, here we
what
go.
What about Heat?
What about Heat?
Oh,
go on, then.
Let me just have a look. Oh,
what is
oh,
it?
Oh, look.
What is it?
Oh, look.
What?
Who's your weird crush?
Oh.
Richard Madeley.
Right.
Richard Hammond.
Mm.
Richard Bacon.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ross. Dave Vitti.
Hey! Dave!
Bex and Brad, too obvious for you. Vote for your secret crush from our list over the next two pages. And also, your competition is Eugene.
These, by the way, are weird. These are weird crushes. I mean, celebrities that you shouldn't fancy, that, but maybe you do. And Dave's on the list with Eugene from Big Brother.
Is that good?
No, Dave. It's completely embarrassing. Oh,
so I'm with Louis Theroux, Jimmy Carr, Eugene, Stephen Merchant, Darren Brown, Ricky Gervais, Patrick Keelty, Russell Brand, who's that hairy fella off the, what's he off?
Harry Ramsden's. Off the Big Brother stuff. He's very funny.
How odd.
Oh, and Richard Bacon, of course. There's two mentions for Richard Bacon this morning. Mm. God love him.
Oh, well.
You're a weird crush,
can
though.
Can readers get to genuinely vote for who they fancy the most out of the list of people you shouldn't fancy?
There's a little form to fill in. I think that's quite good, Dave.
Yep. I wouldn't be embarrassed by that at all. You and Eugene from Big Brother on the same level.
Richard Madeley.
James
Oh, that's all right, then. Jimmy Nesbitt, I don't know.
Nesbitt's
get,
in there. Hammond's in there. Jonathan Ross.
Louis Theroux.
Louis Theroux.
Hello.
Ricky Gervais.
It's an odd list.
Yeah.
I think it's good, Dave.
Well, thank you very much, Rachel. I'm flattered.
Now, do you want us to start a massive campaign so you win it?
No.
But you don't want to come... Do you know what? I might start a massive campaign to vote for Eugene and you come second. Brilliant.
There'll be an award ceremony and everything. It'll be brilliant.
What, the Weird Crush Awards?
Yeah.
Eugene welcome didn't to look the too Weird bad Crush though, Awards. Huh? In those pictures where they doled him up, he wasn't too bad. I mean, I wouldn't.
Do you fancy Eugene, Carrie?
No. I knew you were going to go there. No.
We could have a word if you want.
No.
Really?
No, I just said he didn't look too bad.
Carrie fancies Eugene. Hello. Carrie and Eugene sitting in a tree. That's Coldplay there and Fix You on Radio 1. It's 10 to 8.
It is true.
You all right?
Yeah.
What have you had for your breakfast?
I've got a sausage baguette.
How's it going down?
Good, actually. I'm in training for the Great North Run, you know.
Are you having a sausage baguette?
Yeah. No. I need one this morning because I didn't have any tea last night.
That's because you were boozing.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went for a run?
Did I go last week? No. I've had blister problems on my right instep.
Are you seriously going to be able to manage this run at the weekend?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, so do I. But seriously, do you want me to try and get some proper professional advice for you before you run?
Yes.
Well,
because
no.
Because you... I remember when I trained for the Great North Run, and it's fair to say that I'm a lot fatter than you are, and a lot, you know... I was certainly smaller than I am now and a lot healthier, but, you know, I was running 4 days a week.
Yeah.
For 6 weeks leading up to it.
Yeah.
And you haven't been running for over a week.
Yeah.
You won't run today, will you?
No.
No.
Well, you see, the thing
you
is...
You should today.
Well, I'm not sure about running this week, you see, because I have this theory whereby I'm not going to improve my capacity for running between now and Sunday, right? And all that I'm likely to do is actually open up this large blister on my right foot. Now, if that gets bad again, then I'm going to be in trouble on Sunday. Whereas if I leave it so it's all nice and comfy and then it just gets knackered on the run, because I'll probably never run again after Sunday.
No.
So if I do knacker it then it's not the end of the world. And like that fella said on the text yesterday, I'll be saving all my energies for the big day.
Hang on, Sport for All have been on the phone. They want you to be a PR spokesman for them.
I'm not advocating this as good training. I'm just saying it works.
Really?
It works for me.
Right. Not yeah, but oh, okay.
But
right.
You see what I'm saying, though, don't
the
you?
The thing is, though, you know, I know how competitive you can be. You know, you'll be the embarrassment of pulling up with cramp 8 miles in. You know.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a bicycle on standby? You're a celebrity. You'll get away with it.
No, I think I'll be okay. I'm slightly worried.
Get one of them segues for you.
Yeah, I'm slightly worried. I think I'll be all right, though.
Okay.
Plus, also, if I do have problems, I can just say that, I pulled an ankle ligament or something and retire injured. There's no shame in that.
We'll get you around there, Dave. I'll carry you. I'll carry you the last few miles.
Yesterday, we spoke to Dermot O'Leary, who was running the Great North Run this weekend. He's going to do it for CAFOD. It's his little charity thing.
Yep.
It's not his charity. He's been running for years, but you know what I mean. And we're going to have some more celebrity runners. Today, the legend that is Longman is on.
Wow.
Because Gordon Ramsay wouldn't do it. So, that's not obviously the reason we're using Longman.
Well, hang on. They're both celebrity chefs, aren't they?
Well, this is it.
You know, because Longman works in the food business. He's always in the kitchen. And I bet there's some effing and jeffing in his kitchen as well.
It's Ramsay's loss and Longman's gain, I find, you know.
Hell's Butty Kitchen.
Who's going to be booking a table in Gordon Ramsay's restaurant now? No one, because they'll all be full after going to Longman's sandwich shop and having his special sandwich that he is selling from today for the Great North Run. It's a Great North Run-based special sandwich at Longman's. This is, by the way, is absolutely true. It's not a joke.
Is it an isotonic sports sandwich?
It's a curry sandwich. The idea being, obviously, have one of these, you'll get round quicker. Because you didn't stop.
Now, this is interesting as well, because Rachel has told us to stock up on some Imodium.
Or other kind of...
Or other blockers.
It has been known, because it does, you know, bear in mind that you're loosening yourself up with every stride.
I've heard this.
Oh, it's called runner's trots.
Yeah, well, I've never
run... Good morning if you're eating your breakfast.
I've never run that far before.
Oh, seriously. If someone's just tucked it into a nice bit of, you know, Nesquik...
I'm going to shut up today.
What's wrong with you today? Please. Oh, I'm disgusted.
Bought some shorts the other day, though.
Yeah, so, all right, now, look, Dave, seriously, I think you need to challenge your energy. Rather than into buying shorts, training, I think, really... Do you know what I mean?
I just don't want to jeopardise my chances by, you know...
By running?
By hurting myself at this late stage. I've got me trainers, I've got me shorts. One, two, three, you know, spot on.
Rachel, I think we need to try and find an expert to give some proper advice.
I think so.
Because, you know, this ain't no, you know, little 1 kilometre fun run. This is 13 miles, Dave.
Mm.
And you've never run 13 miles before?
No. Run 8.5.
Right. You're sure? I mean, I know you're not meant to run the full amount, but I just...
And I've walked 10.
Right.
So, put them together,
so
should be a doddle.
So you'd be all right for 18 combination? Okay.
I'm not concerned with breaking any records. I just want to physically do it.
All right.
Raise some money. Jobs are good.
The Great North Run is this weekend. It's on Sunday. Hey, got a great record to play for you, Dave.
What?
It's a new single from Miss Dynamite, which we played the other day. I know, I can feel how excited you are.
Oh, yeah.
This comes out the 26th of September. This is Miss Dynamite. It's called Judgment Day. Miss Dynamite, Judgment Day. Sorry. Hi.
Whoa.
I went there for a second.
Are you all right there?
Yeah, I'm all right there. I'm back. Well, great record, though. Brilliant. It's on the 26th of September.
It's probably a grower.
I forget it's pre-written. What?
Probably a grower.
Yeah, doesn't sound like it to me. That's dull. But what do I know? I got Mysterious Girl re-released, you know? Rocking All Over the World is next. That's my next plan.
I meant to say, I saw Status Quo on TV this morning.
Oh, they're on Curry, weren't they?
Yeah.
See? Since we played Rocking All Over the World...
I think, to be fair, the Curry deal was in the bag before you played it, record.
We might have just
you say that,
tipped
though.
It, though, do you think?
Yeah,
you
know, maybe. And then now they're all over the TV. Mm. So, actually, Dave, how stupid do you
think? They owe us. Francis and Rick.
Dave, can we play that? Can we play that? There?
Hang on, out the way, Rich.
Yeah, there. Want a bit of that? Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
Cleared for takeoff.
Brilliant. The words down, feel them.
Ah.
That's right, running all over the world.
Clever twist,
yeah. Or at least to South Shields from Newcastle.
Yeah.
Come on.
I, like you, don't remember this reinterpretation of this.
I don't remember
record.
It at all. I think they did it specially for us.
Did they?
Well, maybe not. But, you know. We'll just say that anyway. The Great North Run is at the weekend. Dave is going to try it. Rachel will finish it. Dominic will finish it. Carrie will try it. What? You're
and
not doing
Carrie
it
and me are in the same boat.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. I've got a dodgy knee.
Really?
I get a gammy knee as well.
Longman's got a dodgy face, but he's going to still have a go. at the race. Right, pub quiz then. 08700 100 100 Rob DJ's very, very enjoyable pub quiz on a Monday night in my local. We do the best questions on a Tuesday morning. 08700 100 100 if you want to play. We need a boy, we need a girl, man or a woman.
Male, female, I think you know what I'm
one
saying.
One of each.
Yeah, basically. 08700 100 100, call now. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Carrie. It's a minute past eight.
There's a full programme in the Championship tonight too.
Thank you, Carrie. I just wanted to say that was very enjoyable.
Thank you.
Really nice. Thanks. Oh, just 1 second, I just need to make a phone call.
It's 100% factually correct, and it's here again. Yesterday's weather, Topcliff was the warmest place to be yesterday, 23 degrees, but the sunniest was the Isle of Man. They were celebrating with 11.2 hours of sunshine. Not a great day, though, for the Outer Hebrides. 3 millimetres of rain there. So there you have it. That was yesterday's weather. Yesterday's weather. It's 5 minutes past eight now.
Got a nice treat for everybody. You gotta listen out for this guy. It's a famous name, but don't flop. Something like Sebastian Coe, celebrity two-word tango. That's right, after my success of being on Dick and Dom at the weekend, we're blatantly stealing their feature. Joss heard them when they were leaving the studio on Friday, and they went, Miles is so going to do this. He's going to so do this feature unless we do it again. Maybe we should start doing it again.
So we're going to rob it off them?
Well, you know, yeah, but I'm quite happy admitting it.
Could be a co-production.
To be honest, it's what we used to do with Eminem. Yeah. My name is.
It technically is ours anyway. They nicked it off us.
Exactly. They just creatively twisted it. Yeah. Gave it a title, you know? So therefore, we can do it. Does everybody want to play?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We play a bit of music which goes like this. And when it gets to the middle bit, you have to say the name of a celebrity.
Yeah.
In there. Little girl. It's brilliant.
I always have Janice Long in my head. You know when you're trying to think of a name to start with? It's always Janice Long.
Oh, why don't you start with Janice Long then?
Yeah.
Or Mo Dutter.
I'll start. No, I'm joking. You can start. You, Carrie, Dave, Rach, are you in?
Yeah.
And me. Shall we go a pound each?
Yeah, if you want. Make it interesting. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, everyone up for that?
Yeah.
Pound in each?
Mm. I haven't got any money.
How many rounds should we do?
Ours is in the live lounge.
Gambling at 8:07 on Radio 1.
All right. By the way, don't gamble.
50, 60, 70.
Unless you're the actor from The Singing Detective.
I've got a pound.
That's Gambon.
I don't know, no. Right, okay, pounds in?
Yeah.
Okay, Dominic starts. Go.
Janice Long.
Michael Vaughan.
Doogie Donnelly.
Richard Madeley.
Sue Barker.
Harry Secombe.
Tony Blair.
Hazel Irvin.
Judy Finnegan.
Tom Selleck.
Nick Hancock.
Chris Evans.
Penny Smith.
Eamon Holmes.
Ken Bruce.
David Gower.
Robbie Williams.
Charles Brandreth.
Reese Iffens.
Howard Vorderman.
The pop star Kavanagh.
Emma Husky.
Dennis Healy.
Bruce Willis.
Victoria Beckham.
Fran Healy.
Demi Moore.
Rod Stewart.
Nicole Kidman.
Gordon Brown.
Dr. Hilary Jones.
Tom Cruise.
Oh. John Nettles.
Kirsten Dunst.
Christopher Eccleston.
No idea.
Hang on, wasn't Tom Cruise done before? Did anyone say Tom Cruise?
No, I don't know of.
No, in that case, sorry, I apologise, you're right. Dominic, no idea. Oh, so close. You were thinking of Noel Edmonds.
Ah, that was it.
You know, that's who it was. All right, so...
I love Carrie lifts herself off up the chair like this. Getting higher and higher and higher.
Hang on, as the music got faster, you were waving your arms in the air like this.
It's horrible. It's brilliant. It just makes your heart thump.
Right, we'll do it again, but not now.
No.
Right?
We need time to recover.
We need time to think of celebrities. I love that game. I think it's great.
It is great.
You gotta love it.
It's horrible, isn't it? How your mind just goes completely blank. Oh.
Then Harry Secombe pops in.
Hello, Harry, how are you? Oh, really? Sorry. Anyway, right. It's 9 minutes past eight on BBC Radio 1. Sha la 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 la. Dooby dooby doo. La 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 la. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, shooby-dooby-doo-doo, la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shooby-dooby-doo-doo. The Chris Moyle Show. National
arsehole, as we say, for you, if you've maybe in love with someone who's only got one eye.
Mm.
David Gray there. That could be your little song. Remember, when you get married, it could be your first dance. Mm. As opposed to Peter Andre and Jordan's first dance, which was the song from Aladdin, re-sung in a studio by Peter and Jordan. And that was their first dance.
You're joking.
No, apparently. Was it A Whole New World?
Is something that like that.
They sang it.
Well, apparently, Megan was saying, she's done all the research, she used to read the 59 pages and OK, right?
Oh, that's brilliant.
A Whole New World! Flaming Galah. And they recorded it. That was their first dance.
Oh,
makes our first dance seem incredible.
Yeah, Angry Anderson, suddenly. Anyway, move on, please.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz,
yeah.
Only on Radio 1.
8:17 in the morning, in 3 seconds I'll be 8:18.
There you go.
Yeah. Here's the hostess with the least test, it's lovely Rachel.
Good morning, everybody. Right, just to update you all, Carrie, you're still on 25 points, you're in first position. Dave is in second position, 22. Dom, 21. Chris, you're... fourth, 19 points.
Text off,
thank
please.
You, Rachel, for saying fourth instead of last.
No, because Aled's last because he's got 4 points.
But he never plays. Okay.
Right, okay, text off.
My text is off. No, you can leave the one on the screen that's facing me. Okay.
Mine's off, check.
Okay, and playing for the boys is Mark van den Bosch.
Email off Luton. As well, Rachel. Oh. Hey,
van den Bosch.
It's my email, you won't see it. And then for the girls is Daisy Slade from Halifax. She's an IT support worker.
Daisy Slade?
Yes. Her new favourite band
Slave.
Is Slade. Slade.
Oh, that's all right then.
Daisy Slade.
Put so you do not die!
So you said something about Daisy Slade, but didn't say anything about Mark van den Bosch.
What's wrong with that? Many people call Mark.
Yes. Mm. He's torn his ankle ligaments.
Has he? Mm.
Too much running, probably. That's what you threatened you do.
Yeah. I might do that, yeah.
I've got a bad hamstring, but anyway,
my
right.
My knees hurt.
So text off, turn your papers over, and question one. Who has the largest brain, the average male or the average female?
Oh, for God's sake. Large as in what? Size?
Size, obviously. Oh,
that's a hard one.
So who has the largest brain, the average male or the average female?
Can I ask a question?
Go on, yes.
And is the answer one or the other?
Of course it is.
Right, no, but I was saying it's not a trick question. It's all...
Nope.
Right, okay, fine.
It's not ostrich or something.
No, shut up. I didn't
that
mean that.
That was last week.
That was the eyes.
Biggest eyes, yeah.
See, I find this...
Oh, this is an interesting point. Sorry to stop
no,
you.
No, come on, what?
I heard in the week that apparently your eyes are the same size when you're born and they don't grow.
True.
And it's just your ears that
and
get
your
bigger.
Ears grow. When
and your nose and your chin yeah. don't keep growing.
It's mad, isn't it?
Your eyes stay the same. That's why old people have small eyes.
Mm.
Anyway.
Sorry, carry
question
on.
Question two. Which English word...
Hang on, actually, what do you mean that's why old people have small eyes?
Because everything else grows and in proportion
yeah, but no,
their eyes
get smaller.
When
they start getting older, it starts getting smaller again. They shrink.
No, their eyes stay the same.
No, but their ears grow huge.
Because your average 80-year-old woman is the same. Is, this is a proven fact. It's the same size as your average supermarket carrier bag.
That's well, that is true.
Yeah. Anyway,
but she's got huge ears.
Well, whatever.
Question two: which English word
she's
is
got
pronounced?
Big ears. Oh, that's because Noddy won't pay the ransom.
Can I ask the second?
Sorry,
question?
Go on. Yes.
Which English word is pronounced the same if you take away the last four letters? Which English word is pronounced the same if you take away the last four letters?
What?
I like to think this quiz is an education
this
and also
hard.
Keeps your brain active at 8:20 in the morning.
English word is pronounced the same.
Oh, come
if you
on.
Take away the last four letters.
Think.
Right, I love your arrogance when you have the answers written
I
in
know.
Front of you. We'll test you one day on your own.
Oh, I wouldn't get any right. Okay, question three. You can think about these during the record.
So we need a clue on two. No.
Yeah.
Just go.
Does everyone one? Need one?
Right, go through the letter of the. Go through each letter of the alphabet there.
A, B,
C.
Not now.
D, E.
Otherwise, we'll be going to the news at 8:45 today. Right, question three. What is.
That was your clue to go through every letter of the alphabet. Brilliant.
And then I think it will be quite apparent when you get to one of the letters.
Which one?
Which one exactly? X-ray.
Think right, the question is which English word is pronounced the same if you take away the last four letters? I've got it.
Oh, it's P.
Yeah.
But if you spell it with five E's,
mm-hmm.
six E's,
yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, you'd
along
say
the
P,
same
wouldn't
lines.
You? We?
You're not too far off.
Urine.
Knee.
Urine.
No.
Urine.
Don't be so coarse and basic. Right,
tree.
Question three.
What is the French for Fat Tuesday?
What?
What is the French for Fat Tuesday?
What's Fat Tuesday?
Does anybody need a clue?
Yes. What?
Luckily, I'm fluent French. I don't need a clue.
What, the French word for fat and the French word for Tuesday?
It's an annual kind of event.
Oh, I know, I know.
Rage.
I know.
You say too much.
I know. Chris, you should know this.
Think of Aled. Anyway, question four. Which is Africa's longest river? Why are you laughing?
Because the one I think is... No, it's Germany.
You thinking the Danube?
Yeah.
What is Africa's longest river?
Yep.
No idea.
Okay, and question five. How many stations are there on the New York... How many questions... Oh!
Get it together, Jones, come on.
How many stations are there on the New York subway? How many stations are there on the New York subway?
Okay, right. All right, Dom, we can work this out. There's the food preparation station,
mm-hmm.
right? There's the cleaning station.
Yeah, two.
There's the
subway. You're talking about the underground rail system.
Oh, right.
Not the sandwich outlet.
Sandwich outlet.
Right.
I would have said five on your basis.
Do you need any repeating?
No, I just need five answers.
Okay, well, give them after next week's record. Yeah. I can't speak today. Listen to me.
Neither can I. I've been rubbish all day.
Rach, can you shut it out? It's 23 minutes past eight, and you sounded like some blooming Johnny Vaughan sidekick.
I'm sorry.
Let's place it to places and other recordies.
Honestly, I just did
sound like Bomber out of Off Weeders, ain't it? I'm going to please me another record. I is.
I blame the exercise.
Rachel blames exercise. Rachel does.
Franz Ferdinand did a gig for Radio 1 last night. I was listening to it. It was live from the Scala in North London. Steve Lamott was hosting it. It's part of a show. You can listen to it again at Radio 1.
Hardline!
And see the pictures. But in case you can't wait, here is some of Franz from last night, live on Radio 1.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
You can listen again to the gig from last night. You can see the photos. You can hear them talk to Joe Wilde if you go to Radio 1.
Online
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Franz Ferdinand, Do You Honour, the new single, live from last night with a Matt live on Radio 1. Morning, Mark.
Morning.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Not too bad.
Right. Mark von der Busch.
Close enough.
Von der Busch.
Von der Busch.
Von der Busch. Where were you born?
Luton.
I love that. Love that.
Deepest, darkest Africa, Luton.
And where's the name from?
My dad.
Where was he born?
Africa.
Right, okay.
It's Dutch then, isn't it?
For a millisecond, I thought he might have gone Dunstable, actually. You know what I mean? But it's just... out of five, how many do you reckon you've got?
Josh reckons I didn't do as bad as I thought, so I definitely got one.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see if Josh gives you one when the answers come out. You're playing against Daisy Slade. Hello, Daisy.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good morning.
You're all right?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm good. What do you do?
I'm good. I'm very good. I leave my job this week, so I'm very happy.
All right, what is your job?
I do IT support, but I am moving to do more IT support just for a different company.
Wow, fascinating. What a life you lead. How many years have you been single, Daisy?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, I thought so. All right. out of five, how many do you think you've done?
I think I've got four.
Four? Okay, all right.
I'm confident.
All right, well, best of luck. Here's Rachel with the answers.
Okay, question number one. Who has the largest brain, the average male or the average female? Carrie.
I've gone for male.
Dave.
Female.
Dom.
Female.
Does anybody have anything different?
I've got male.
I've got female.
I've got female.
The correct answer
Hang on,
was?
What the hell is that?
Oh, my God, it's my fire alarm at my building. Sorry.
Are you having a laugh? Right, get out of the building nice and safe. Take your time. Leave all your belongings where they are, Daisy, and make your way down the stairwell in an orderly and safe fashion.
Don't panic.
We don't really have a fire.
How do you know that?
Because it's just a fire alarm test.
That's how people die in fires.
Shut up, you. Are you sure it's a test? Did they say it was a test?
Positive.
Right, okay. Good.
Why don't we do the answers after the news?
What's the point of that?
And then Daisy can just double check.
It's definite. It's scheduled. It's all right. I'm not going to die.
No, she's not going to die. Don't worry. All right.
We'd offer a point for the drama.
Shut up. Hey? Seriously. Right, carry on then. Good Lord.
The correct answer was the average male.
Yes!
Okay, question number two. Which English word is...
Hang on a second. That was Carrie got that right, and Dominic and Dave got it wrong, which means...
So, do I cheat?
No.
No,
you don't on that one
you
question.
You
do.
It.
You do shout, right. though. That was really loud in my ear.
Which English word is pronounced the same if you take away the last four letters? Dave.
Ah.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's like when you go to the doctor and he says,
And what without the last four letters? The four letters are...
A-A-A-A-A-G-H.
Right. Carrie, what did you put? Q. Did anybody put anything different?
No! What a nightmare. Am I the only one that didn't get that?
Oh, yes.
Mark and Daisy got it right.
Oh, Dave.
Okay, question number three. What is the French for Fat Tuesday? Carrie, I'm going to you again.
Mardi Gras.
Chris.
Well, I must admit, I'm thinking grand or something like that, or gross or something like that. I thought gross was fat. And then when you gave the allocue, I've gone, well, it's not... Ah, right, Mardi Gras.
Mark, what did you put?
I put Pancake Day.
Pancake Day, brilliant.
You were wrong, the answer was Mardi Gras.
Because, of course, pancake is French for fat.
Pancake.
Okay, question four. Which is Africa's longest river? Dom.
Zambezi, but I don't know how you spell it.
Carrie.
I've got Zambezi.
Dave.
Nile.
Chris.
Nile.
Daisy.
Nile.
Mark.
Nile.
The correct answer was the Nile.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm on 4 out of 4.
Okay.
And I'm bound to get 5 now because, of course, I know how many stations there are on the New York subway.
The final, yes. So how many are there, Dom?
None, I put. This probably...
Carrie.
I put 30.
Dave.
You put none.
I don't
Dave,
know.
84.
Chris.
224.
Mark.
200.
And Daisy.
468.
Why do you think it's 468?
Because I had Google in front of me.
Oh! What a mug! If you'd have told that, then you wouldn't have been disqualified, but you are disqualified, and you're a girl, which means all your points go to Mark, which means that Mark wins. You lose. Go on, do your fire alarm test and get out of it. You cheat!
Cut her off. That's shocking.
Bye.
That's terrible.
Mark, congratulations. You have won then, because you're the only caller left.
So did I get about 8 points
then?
I
got 2.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got 2.
So did anybody get 5?
Well, hang on, what was the answer?
468.
Oh, it was Bob on?
Yes.
Well, hang on, I got 224, so I was the nearest out of everyone else.
Doesn't count.
Give me a Rach, come on.
Okay, you can have a point.
No, Rach.
Hang on, you
can't. That's not fair. Oh, yeah. I'm giving her an Aston Martin. She's giving me a point.
Rach, no, you can't have
200
that.
200 stations
out. I have to store my brownie points up, don't I?
Stop moaning like girls.
No way. I'm
that's
not
just
having
five
not
fair.
Right,
Dave,
go on.
I'll vote for you in
not
heat.
Not having it.
Right, so let's do my favourite bit then.
Anybody get 5?
Yes, I did. All King Chris. That's right.
What do you mean you got 5?
King Miles. Oh, yes. King. 5 answers. Brilliant. I am great.
Did you 4?
No, I got 5, man.
Did anybody get 4?
You didn't get 5.
Right, who got 4?
No one.
I don't know. How many did
3?
I get?
Yes,
you
3.
Got, you got 2. What the hell is that?
That was my other phone.
All right, well, we'll let you go and answer it. Right. Bye. Put it on. Right, so 5 points for me. Who got 4? Who got 3?
Me.
Who got 2?
Me.
Yep.
Oh, that's really embarrassing. So that must have really changed the scores then.
You didn't get 5.
You got 4.
You were 200 out on the stations question.
But I was the nearest one.
Yeah, we doesn't don't matter. Get a point for that.
No, it's only if it's like a millions and hundreds of thousands after you get that.
I think you're fine.
No, actually, that's rubbish.
No. The quiz mistress gave me a point. I got the point.
The pulse panel's overruled.
The square meterage of Zimbabwe or something is different to how many stations are on the subway.
Nile. So where does that change the scores then, Rach?
I'll reveal all after the news.
Yeah, you're still bottom.
She's taking the shoes and socks off so she can count to 20.
I'm still top.
Still on top, Carrie?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's you, slutbag. Right. You know, you're all poor losers. That's what you are. You really are. I mean, I'd take winning, you know, graciously, you know.
Woohoo!
Gorilla's playing a second. It's not Dare, it's Feel Good Inc. You'll hear it in a second. It's just gone 8:35.
Now 8:39. The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. Straight away, let's check out those scores on the scoreboard of Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz we do every Tuesday morning. Here's Rachel.
Okay. In first place is Carrie on 28.
Yay.
In joint second place is Dave and Chris. Dave and Chris, and then is Dom in last place.
Hang on. How can he be the same as me when he was bottom before?
Because he got 5 points.
He did not. He got four. You can't have, if the answer is 400...
can't be 200 out.
You can't have 200 out. That's a whole half a station. Hey,
what kind of judge are you?
Because out of the people in the studio, I was by far the nearest.
But you were by far away as well.
Yeah.
Look, sometimes it's good for me to keep on Chris's good side. And today
his brown nose.
Especially today when she can't speak, string a sentence together and is setting herself up for court cases with every other link.
Exactly.
You have a court case on your hands if you give Chris 5 points.
What does that mean, Karen? What does that mean? What does that actually mean? Will you sue?
Yes.
Will you take her to court?
Yes.
You won't, will you?
Well, no.
It was another silly thing from the great mind that is Carrie.
Yes.
You can apply for legal aid, Carrie. Mm. Probably wouldn't get it, but you can apply.
I'll give you 5 points, young lady. What does that mean? Will you? Thanks very much.
I'll have 5 points, yeah.
By the way, many people texted in saying, obviously, that none of us noticed when that guy's phone went off, his ringtone was Let's Get Ready to Rumble by PJ and Duncan. You've got blooming sharp ears this morning, haven't you?
Inspired by Let's Get Ready to Ramble, possibly from this show.
I spoke to somebody yesterday who said to me, do you know, I listen to your show every single morning, and only last week did I work out that it's not Rumble, it's Ramble, you're saying.
Morning, Reese.
She wanted a mention on the show this morning.
She's got one now.
Yeah, she got one. She buggered up before getting me a car home, I had to get the tube. Moldy, sing a song. Moldy. Mate, I'm stood right next to you. Sorry about that, Moldy. Anyway. So, yeah, joint second. That's nice. I like that. That's good. That's feeling really nice. Let's have a very quick word with Dominic Byrne now. Feel what it's like to be on the bottom. Dominic, you're bottom of the list. You must feel ridiculous. True?
I feel ridiculous. True. I got an A at GCSE English.
All right, whatever.
And also, you can't have that right if you're 200 stations away. Anyway, move on.
Right, let's have another quick round. You gotta listen out for this gap. It's a famous name, but don't flap. Something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrity two-word tango. That's right. What are you laughing at?
I don't know. Carrie's miming something to me. It looks really obscene.
No, I just did. Didn't you ever do that when you've done something well and you kind of go... And you pretend to, like, rub your medal type thing?
Yeah, but what like actually that. I saw, that's Carrie, was you going...
like you're doing the international hand movement
Dominic, I did not do that. That's such a lie.
The pub quiz was exciting, Carrie, but even
Dave,
so. I'd like to remind everyone who works on the show and in the studio today, we're actually live on the air this morning. This ain't no rehearsal going on. You know? So, Carrie, stop making gestures to him.
Yeah.
Dominic, you stop dreaming.
I'm not...
Rachel, string your words together. Dave, stop your bitching. You know, we've got people to entertain here.
Mm. 200 stations out.
What was your answer again?
84.
I've never been to New York.
How would you know?
I put none. I thought they might be called something else, like, I don't know, subway stops as opposed to stations.
I'm going to start, then Dominic, then Carrie, then Dave, then Rachel, and then we'll go round. You ready?
Yeah.
Sebastian Coe.
Kenneth Branagh.
Rolf Harris.
Steve Ovett.
Zola Budd.
Tony Hart.
Helen Mirren.
Paula Radcliffe.
Tessa Sanderson.
Fatima Whitbread.
Eric Estrada.
Jack D.
Steve Cram.
Ian Hislop.
Jonathan Ross.
Angus Deaton.
Bernie Clifton.
Chris Evans.
Robert Mugabe.
Linford Christie.
Kenneth Kendall.
Kenneth Baker.
Rob Lowe.
Kofi Annan.
Jimmy Nesbitt.
Alicia Silverstone.
Zane Lowe.
Oh, it's horrible. I hate
Carrie,
that.
Carrie.
Music makes me panic. Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, by the way, you also said Chris Evans in the same
way.
Are you obsessed with him or what?
No.
What's wrong with you?
No.
Oh, dear.
I love that game.
It is great. It's a great game. Great game. Right, okay, so Gorillaz, fancy that?
Yeah.
Right, it's got this silly laugh on, which we'll just talk over. Mm. Then when the music comes in, straight into a portal and a voiceover, everyone will be brilliant. Yeah. Ready?
Cool.
Here we go.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
Nice.
One day, everybody will listen, and local radio will be a thing of the past.
Touching Ray Stubbs.
You what, Dominic?
I'm not touching Ray Stubbs.
Right, okay. Why not?
I don't get it.
I'm not surprised.
I'm the meanest mother in this crescent.
Try them, they're juicy.
I'm the Eugene of the show.
Hello, Rachel.
What are you laughing at?
It's like Marge from The Simpsons, then.
Thanks very much. That's very nice of you.
It's okay. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good morning, Alad, part-timer. I like it when Alad, you can tell when Alad comes in early sometimes, depending upon who's on the show or what we're doing. I always think if he's in before 10 to 9, that means he's enjoying the show and he can't wait to get into work. If he appears at 9 o'clock on the dot, then he's, you know, not been listening.
It's more of an obligation then, isn't it?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
That's not true.
Alad co-produced a podcast this week, didn't you?
Co-produced?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, co-produced.
Okay.
Really?
Fine.
You didn't physically put it together, did you?
Oh, that's an editor.
Right. So you wouldn't give him a production role, would you?
No, I'm only cheesing him. And actually,
you're cheesing him.
I said teasing.
Cheddar.
Do you know what? I'm very, very, very proud of that podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your best bit of the podcast this
week? Obviously.
Right. Are you on it?
I am.
Yeah. For God's sake.
Do you feature heavily?
If I'm editing the thing, obviously I'm going to put me in there.
It's Robbie Williams, Rio Ferdinand, and the Jay-Z clip. Dominic's brilliant impression of Tim Westwood. And you giving away T-shirts in London.
Yeah. Actually, Dom's Westwood is the funniest out of all of that, in my opinion.
Still closely followed by you, obviously.
Obviously a close second.
Sure. Yeah. There are three ways to listen, Dave.
Oh, yeah?
You can download the MP3 from the website. What?
Nothing.
Dave's face is just making me laugh. Sorry.
Oh, have you done this yet, Dave?
You download the MP3 from the website.
Yeah. Radio 1 Online.
Or if you have the fruit-based MP3 player, you can go to the music store.
Yep.
Where I believe we're still number one in the UK on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there you go. And I think in America, we're like 42,711. So if you know anyone who lives in America, can you, and they have the Apple-based MP3 player, can you ring them up and ask them to download The Best of Moyles from iTunes, the music store in America? It's free, but I just want to see if we can get up the chart a little bit. Because I reckon if five people download it, you'll move like 10,000 places.
Yeah.
What's the third way?
No, that's the first way, Dave.
Oh,
no, you're right. Yeah, that's
two ways, isn't it?
You can listen to it in the Radio 1 player, in the radio player.
Yep.
So you can just listen to it on your computer. You don't need an MP3 player. It's there as a little sound file on the web.
Wicked, eh?
On the Radio 1 website, on the Chris Moyles pages. And go to Best of Moyles. I've got another confession! You know that one?
Yeah, I'm going to download it one of these days.
I think you should, Dave.
I've never downloaded anything.
You should. This would be a good first start.
No.
Don't you have some mucky fake pictures of naked celebrities?
No.
You know, like you've got, you know, Pam Anderson's body with Eric Estrada's face on and stuff like that? No?
No.
I thought I must be done.
Gave them back to you.
I know. They weren't mine in the first place. I don't know what you mean.
One week up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
Yesterday, lots of people were packing up to go to university.
I'm calling from Omagh.
Okay.
In Northern Ireland. You see, I'm going to university in Norwich now.
Right.
And I was just wondering, I love Radio 1 and I don't know, can you get up in Norwich?
Yes? If you're leaving home to go to uni, we want to hear from you. Just tell us where you're coming from and going to, and send me a text to 81199, starting with the word student. I'll tell you why this afternoon.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
From 4, Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Bless him. Hunting for listeners on our show. Right, when Scott's on the air this afternoon about 4:45, I'd like you to text the word cabbage to 81199 at 4:45 this afternoon. Just text the word cabbage for no reason whatsoever. If he's doing it, then I'm doing it. I
I love this record. Clap your hands. All right. There you go. It's a remix, and it's going to be coming out as a single. Basement Jacks, Do Your Thing, Radio 1. Hey, that was almost mixed.
Nice mix.
Thanks, man. Yeah, baby. September 26th it comes out. Survivor. Right.
Tedious Link, how do you get to today's Tedious Link from yesterday's Tit Affairs? Everybody Wants to Run the World.
Everybody Wants to Run the World was released as part of Sport Aid in 1986, the same year that When the Going Gets Tough was a chart topper for Billy Ocean. Billy Ocean shares the same surname as Danny Ocean, who's the lead character in Ocean's 11 and 12, and is played by George Clooney. George Clooney also starred in A Perfect Storm with Marky Mark Wahlberg, who was in New Kids on the Block. Block Party were nominated for this year's Mercury Music Prize, along with Seth Lakeman and Hardfire. Hardfire from Stain is just like Ali G. The letter G in the numerical order of the alphabet is number 7. 7 and the Ragged Tiger was the title of an album by Duran Duran. Duran Duran are a good example of a band whose name consists of the repetition of one single word, a bit like Talk Talk and Wet Wet Wet. Wet 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 are fronted by Marty Pello, and Pello rhymes with Yellow, who had a top 7 hit in 1988 with The Race, which is what we've got to do on Sunday in Newcastle. Wow. And is now only 5 days away, yeah. Which links us teasingly and topically to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is Yellow and The Race.
Teasingly topical. There's a feature in that.
A bit Nicky Campbell, yeah. There, isn't it?
Well, when you say we're doing the race, Alan and I and Josh not doing it because we're sensible.
Ooh. Right, Yellow, The Race, play it loud wherever you are. It's a classic. I love that song. I've always liked that song. I think it's wicked.
It's just for you then.
Thanks, man. Yellow and The Race. Brilliant song, but Dave.
Alan, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
Was it a seamless, Tedious Link, Dave?
Not quite, no.
It wasn't. There was what some people call in the industry a howler of a mistake.
There is a train of thought.
Right.
That perhaps Marky Mark Wahlberg was never in New Kids on the Block.
No, he wasn't.
Ever.
No.
In fact. It was his brother Donnie.
Yeah.
Wahlberg.
Marky Mark was in The Funky Bunch, or certainly played with the
Marky Bark. Marky Mark and The Funky Bunch.
That's right. The Good Vibrations.
Great record.
Dave,
great.
I'm surprised that you'd get that wrong.
Yeah. Because you were a massive,
Otterburr
fan.
The wife was. She went to see them at the NEC in Birmingham.
Did she?
Yeah.
Hanging Tough. I had that on CD single. Oh, was it The Right Stuff? That one.
All that. Anyway, other than that, it was seamless.
Yes, but it wasn't seamless because there's a big mistake in it. Oh, never mind.
Thicko.
You're doing well today, you.
Why?
Well, you know, I got more than you on the pub quiz.
Yeah, just.
I'd have got more than you anyway. You only got 2. So I'd have still had 4.
Got Niall, though, didn't we?
Yeah, Niall would go, yeah.
Tom never got that.
And he didn't, he's different.
Or Carrie.
No, he didn't get that.
They're daft.
Not clever like us.
What letter of the alphabet?
No, I won't do that one.
Anyway.
Alad, if we were to ask you,
yes.
Right, which word is exactly the same if you take away the last 4 letters?
What?
Gonna have to rush you. No, you didn't get it, it was Q.
Hang on, you didn't really give him a chance then, did you?
Dave, that was horrible. Actually, no, I heard that now. Didn't you go, ah, or something? That's much more sensible.
It's half-time of the show. It's a bit where Dave, nice to say.
Let's get ready to
ladies and gentlemen, it's the Great North Run for the weekend. Got the Great North Junior Run on Saturday, got the Great North Run on Sunday. Many celebrities taking part, including Top Chef Gordon Ramsay, who wouldn't come on the show to talk about the Great North Run.
That's because he was effing busy.
He's in Dubai, apparently.
What, the phone's not working, Dubai?
Obviously not.
So we thought, you know, we'll go for a chef of an equal calibre of chefness.
Mm-hmm.
Who's also a celebrity and is also in the Great North Run. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Long Man.
Hello.
Hello, long man.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right. I'm a bit busy in restaurant at the moment. Two cockerham to go. Get you.
Okay. Is it a restaurant now, long man?
I don't know. I can't say. No.
Please, no swearing, Mr. Longman Ramsey.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So, you have your first of all, you've got your Great North Run special.
That's right. I'm just stirring it as we speak.
Yep. Which is a curry sandwich.
That's right.
Brilliant. Can see that favourite coming back.
I've got a question for Dave, actually.
Right. Go on.
Should I put rice in it, Dave, or just have meat?
I would just have meat, and I would have if they.
No, that's a tough one. Though. I like that. I think that's a bit novel.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yes, you should, because this week we should be stocking up on our carbs.
Yes.
And rice is good complex carbohydrates.
God bless you. You've done your research.
Is bread a carbohydrate?
Yes.
Well, there you go. It's got both in there, then.
And potatoes.
Stick some spuds in it.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
You want full-on carbohydrates.
I'll do it.
All right, brilliant. How many curry sandwiches have we sold so far today?
I am ready, yeah. It's going to be ready in about 20 minutes.
All right, okay, so...
I'm just prepping, as Ramsey would say.
Yeah, well, he asked people to do that for him, I believe.
Well...
But, you know...
Do you not have a sous chef?
No, I like personal touch.
Do you?
So, Bug stops here with me.
There you go. Well, if you would like a curry sandwich at Longman's, it'll be, what, 9:30?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
About the 9:30, I'll be ready. Brilliant.
Anyway, let's talk about the race.
All right, then, whatever. Sorry, we've got a movie. You're a bit busy. now, Dave, we need some professional advice, and this is serious now as well. Well, yeah, because he trains. He's a sensible man. Dave hasn't... Is that some customers coming in?
No, it's just a staff member.
Right, okay. I'll make sure they buy something. I can't just sit there nursing the water for half an hour. That was my landlord of the weekend. So Dave hasn't run for, what, over a week?
Right.
10 days?
About a week.
And he's not planning on running today.
Right.
Do you think he really should, bearing in mind he's got 13 miles to run on Sunday?
Nah, he don't want to run now because he'll be stiff. So
you
he
see?
Wants to either swim or get on the bike.
There you go.
Help with his lung capacity.
Oh.
So, see, Longman agrees with me.
Yeah, but you still need to do something. You can't just sit home in your new shorts watching stuff.
Hey, but they're good ones. I got them from, like, a posh shop in town.
I've seen people like you. When I go to gyms in the city, they've all got immaculate tracksuits on, all big red face sweating.
I
get on the treadmill next to them and just skip and laugh at them.
Long man, is this when you go to your gym, Body Mania?
No, that's a real blood, sweat and tears gym. I mean posh ones.
Okay.
Right.
So... But yeah, just get on bike or do some swimming.
Dave, what is...
Actually, no, it's a good idea, because they're swimming shorts, actually. I think they've got liner in them.
For God's sake.
Hancock's been on the phone as well, and he's told me that chafing can be a real problem, so I get plenty of Vaseline.
Nick Hancock?
Yeah. Nick Hancock.
From the Think It's All Over.
Yeah, he's a personal friend of Longman's. And Nick Hancock said... Well, actually, do you know what? I can vouch for that, because when I did the Nike 10K run, right?
Yeah.
So I just done it just over 6 miles. The week before the Great North, my nipples bled, right? So, and I also was a little bit, you know, down...
Tender down below.
So what I did was, for the Great North run, all right, and I thought it'd be painful afterwards, but I don't care, you know, I've got to think of what's sensible... I slapped a plaster on each nipple, right? That's only two, Alan. Mm. And then downstairs, literally, Vaseline myself up. And do you know what? Worked a treat. Mm.
I've got loads of lard, so I think
right.
I'm gonna use
that. Does that work as well?
I reckon.
Okay.
You greased your nuts.
Right. So will Nick Hancock come round and administer the lard on you?
No, I'll think that myself.
I want to be there for that. Do it in the shop window, some custom.
I'll bring him in.
You've seen it once, you've seen it a million times.
Well, of course. People walking by going, that's not Nick Hancock with lard again, is it? Good Lord.
No, we'll be having spam after that.
Can I just say, by the way, we've had a couple of text messages today saying that they like your new sign.
Oh, it's awesome. Very, it's original. Do you think the design team really went out on a limb?
I think it's... I can't say anything for legal reasons, but it's a very catchy sign. I do like it. It's very nice.
Jerry
doesn't
drive through
Rockwell. It could be a bit similar to the Seinfeld logo, but,
what?
You know...
What? Sign? What?
Well, it's a TV show. Don't worry about it. It hasn't been on for 10 years.
Purely accidental.
I'm sure. But, you know, just in case Kramer's driving through Rockwell... Hey, that's my sign. however he would talk. If you don't watch Seinfeld, this means nothing to you.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, listen. What time are you hoping for on Sunday?
Well, don't know if we're all doing it together or not, so...
I think we are. We're going to try and run together.
I think, realistically, there are going to be people who are dragging you back. If you try and run together, I think it'll be too slow for you. And that's not a joke, either. I think Carrie and Dave will keep you back.
Oh, we're stopping for lunch.
Blessings in disguise.
Really?
I plod along, though.
Mm.
We'll see how it goes. I'm hoping it gets stopped for bad lighting, all honesty.
See, I'm hoping that someone's going to beat my record of 1 hour 57. Otherwise,
no
it's
chance.
A bit embarrassing.
No chance.
If I can beat 157, will you play Jesse's Girl on radio?
What by Rick Springfield?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
God bless you. Then right. I'll do it in 156.
Brilliant. In that case, we'll play Hello, Mr. Blue Sky.
Chris, we've also got Tongue Sandwich on today.
Have you?
I won't tell you too much about that. Add some sandwiches, speak for themselves.
I can't.
Hey, have you got any pies on today?
No.
Digi pie. No, let's not do that.
Are we losing the line?
Yeah, I think we might be.
I'm going to have to go.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful long man doing the Great North Road the weekend. It's the world's biggest half marathon. It's just over 13 miles from Newcastle to South Shields. And the current Radio 1 record is me on 1 hour 57, believe it or not. I think possible contenders for that are Longman, Uncle Ferg, our ex-exec producer.
Ferg will do it. He's gone all bionic,
And I'm going to be honest, that's it.
Uncle Ferg will
Dave
do it.
Dave will try.
No, I won't.
You know how competitive
can't be
Dave
asked.
Is.
Do you know what? Dave hates it when we say that he's competitive, yeah. But he is so competitive.
Yeah. He'll say he can't be arsed, and then on the day, he'll just try and beat you.
Yeah.
Really
but you will get sucked along with the crowd, though, if you pardon the expression. You'll get pulled up. No, the crowd really spur you on.
Mm.
So good luck with that.
Brilliant.
It's a Great North Run Sunday, and it'll be on telly on BBC One.
Oh, so Chris.
What? That's how Sue Barker always introduces it.
Is it?
Well, we'll be on the telly.
Welcome to the Great North
I think we should try and get on the telly.
Should we be on the telly?
I was on last year.
That's because you're famous.
You're famous. People know who you are.
Yeah, true.
You'll get on the telly, Dave.
You should run topless, Rachel. You get on then.
She'd trip up. What are you talking about?
Painful.
Is it?
Lord.
Not that I've
devastation
tried.
Devastation everywhere. There'll be holes in the tarmac.
Like someone's been robbing melons.
Oh, no. I'm going to have serious support on Sunday.
Yeah, I think you need it.
We'll be right behind you. So to speak. No, we won't. 9:14.
Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
Brilliant.
That number again.
Yes.
08700 100 100. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dick and Dom. Dave,
Rachel,
Dom
and Carrie.
Good luck on the Great North Run.
Thanks, lads.
Isn't that nice?
Hello, this is Dick and Dom.
Yep, Jamesy P and Nookie.
I look you some Nookie tonight.
Yeah, that's right. This week's Heat Magazine. It's a huge 140-page issue. And it's got the usual heat stuff. And, you know, and out there in the magazine is Who's Your Weird Crush? Bex and Brad, too obvious for you. Vote for your secret crush from our list over the next two pages. And there's James Nesbitt, Richard Madeley, Richard Hammond off Top Gear and Brainiac, Richard Bacon, B. Siffins, Jonathan Ross, Comedy Dave.
That's great.
Can I just point something out, by the way? The note is that your name was put forward by quite a few listeners.
Well, mine was.
Yeah.
Was it?
But here's what I like, is the fact that James Nesbitt, like paparazzi shot,
mm-hmm.
So is Richard Madeley's, Richard Hammond's, Richard Bacon's, Rhys Iffins, Jonathan Ross. Dave's, it's his publicity photo.
It's one of them.
Right? Who else has got a publicity photo? Yep, looks like just you and Eugene from Big Brother. Maybe Ricky Gervais's. I don't know. That's probably a heat shot.
Yeah.
So there you go. And you get to vote. Why I fancy my number one choice, why I fancy my number two choice, blah, blah, blah.
It's quite complimentary, actually.
I'd love you to win it or come second to Eugene Sully.
I might fill that in.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Make of that what you
Louis like. Theroux or Comedy Dave? Alad?
Louis Theroux.
Right. Jimmy Carr or Comedy Dave?
Comedy Dave.
Darren?
Actually, no, Jimmy Carr's got something.
Right.
Thanks.
Patrick Keelty or Dave?
Patrick Keelty.
Jimmy Nesbitt or Dave?
Jimmy Nesbitt, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Darren Brown or Dave?
Darren Brown.
It's not looking good, is it?
No.
Russell Brand?
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, dude.
Probably fancy Russell Grant more than me.
Hey, don't knock the Grant. The Grankster, he's brilliant. Old Granty.
Well, I don't fancy you either, Alad.
Okay.
So,
I don't know. Oh, how about... hang on, let's do the proper test, Dave. Alad or Jimmy Carr?
It's not really for me.
No,
this
come on,
though,
I'm asking. Alad or Jimmy Carr?
Jimmy Carr.
Alad or Jonathan Ross?
Jonathan Ross.
Alad or Louis Theroux?
Louis Theroux.
You're just being
challenged. Alad or Eugene from Big Brother?
923.
You know that answer was Alad, the last answer. There's love for you there from Dave, I think.
God bless him. Oh, sorry. Needed
the most. There was, till you crashed the vocal.
Sorry.
Daniel Powter and Bad Day from Radio 1. So, Joe is here at 10 o'clock this morning. Lovely Joe Wiley. Colin Ead is back at 1. Scott Mills is back at 4. Saying hello tonight at 7. Last night, Paul McCartney back in Maida Vale for the first time since 1963. Tonight, Iron Maiden back at Maida Vale since the first time since 1979.
Not bad, eh?
Since they did the Tommy Vance's rock show. God bless Tommy Vance. Mm. What a lovely man. What a voice. What a radio legend Tommy Vance was. Bless him. So tonight, listening from 7, Iron Maiden, Zane Lowe, live on Radio 1. Ace.
She take my money, well, I'm in need.
Described Iron Maiden as Ace.
Yes, she's a trifling.
I love that,
I'm a friend indeed.
Rock.
Oh, she's a gold digger.
Ace rock.
Way over time.
Right, play the drums, then.
That digs on me.
I was feeling that. That'd be a blazing song. Westwood, what do you make of that going down?
I think it's fine.
Aight. There'll be the sound of Kanye West and Jamie Foxx. Foxy used to do on the Pop Idol shows.
Yep.
Yeah, boy, gold digger. It's digging for gold. How do you find that going down, Westwood?
It's nice.
More Borat, really, sometimes.
Yeah,
isn't it?
A little bit. It's all Borat, actually.
Hard fine deep dish flash dance coming up. Let's get some news and sport for the final time this morning. It's 9:32.
It's Perth and Kinross Tuesday. It's all happening on the A823. It's closed both ways at the A977 junction in Rumbling Bridge. It's because of some bridge maintenance work.
Because of the same excuse we've been using all morning.
It's 9:35.
You should change it, make something up. You know, it's because the mayor is coming or something. You know what I mean?
There's horses on the line.
Because Stefan Dennis is making a visit there shortly. They want to make sure the place looks great.
You have to remember this is all fact based. Right. I can't just chuck in Stefan Dennis and horses because that throws people. They want facts.
Have you been sensible about the cricket result?
Have I been sensible?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You haven't done anything childish.
Well, I thought I would phone somebody in Australia to gloat about the cricket.
Brilliant.
So when you think of Australia and Sydney, you think of...
I think of the Royal Opera House.
Yes, the Sydney Opera House.
Is it the Royal Opera House?
I don't know.
Sydney Opera House.
Sydney Opera House. Right.
Sydney's.
So I phoned them up.
Oh, brilliant.
I phoned them up and, you know, was expecting to have an Aussie who sort of down in the dumps and stuff.
Cry, short shine!
Yeah, one of those. Bow, shine! And it didn't go quite like that.
Right.
She wasn't a huge fan of cricket.
Right.
Hello there. I'm calling up from England. I just wonder if I could speak to somebody about the Ashes.
I don't think there's anybody here. It's after 6 o'clock here.
Yeah, isn't nobody in the building who's a cricket fan?
No, not anymore.
No. How about
they're all gone home. They're all gone home. Yeah.
All gone home. How about yourself?
Yeah. I don't understand cricket.
No. Well, apparently England won the Ashes against Australia.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, is that...
I don't know how it works anyway, so no. It doesn't interest me at all.
What's the kind of mood in Sydney?
No idea, no.
What's the mood in the Opera House?
I have only gone on duty this afternoon, so okay. I don't know.
What's the mood in your office now?
It's only me.
It's only you. What sort of mood are you in?
Happy.
Good. Okay, that's brilliant. Anyway, just so you know, if anyone asks, England beat Australia in the Ashes.
Very good news for you, isn't it?
Isn't it? Isn't it? Okay, brilliant. Thanks ever so much and have a great day.
You too.
Wow, that was absolutely hilarious, Dominic. Wow. Join Dominic this weekend on TV Nightmares 12 as the brand new host. And I believe you're also lined up for You've Been Framed.
That's right. All new.
Funny.
You gotta love that.
Wow, what a wind-up merchant you are.
She didn't...
Watch out, Dominic's about. Do-do-do-doom. Watch out, Dominic's about.
I wasn't trying to wind her up. I was trying to get...
Out.
Trying to get a feel of what's happening in Sydney, and not a lot.
Here comes Councillor Dominic, although it's actually me.
I'd love to do one of those shows, actually, in all seriousness. I think it'd be brilliant.
You really would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Why don't you do it with Beadle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, try and catch him out, or be a co-star to him?
Just be, like, one of his actors.
Mm.
Here's one of our team members, Dominic, and he's pretending to have hair. Something like that.
Dressed up as a traffic warden.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I'd be out quiet for that.
You can't park there.
Yeah, you can't park there, I'd say.
I can't, yeah. I'm loving it already.
Brilliant.
I don't think Dave is, or Carrie, or Rachel.
Mm.
But that's fine. One second.
But she'll now tell everyone who comes into the Opera House that England, you know, won the Ashes.
I don't think she understood a word you were saying, to be honest. You gotta listen out for this guy. It's a famous name, but don't fly. Something like Sebastian Coe, celebrity two-word tango. Who'd like to start today?
Me.
I'll go Dave because he got there. I'll go Carrie because she's a girl.
Okay.
Hey. Carrie, Dave, Rachel, me, Dominic. Round and round. Celebrity names. Can't repeat. Got to be the real names. Can't be the characters' names. So you had to be Adam Woodyatt instead of Ian Beale. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Best of luck.
Ruby Wax.
John Nettles.
John Noakes.
Ooh. John Cicada.
Rafa Benitez.
Floella Benjamin.
Timbrook Taylor.
Peter Purvis.
Timmy Mallett.
Irene Handel.
Fatima Whitbread.
Oh.
Helen Mirren.
Alan Titchmarsh.
Oh!
You drew a blank.
That was really early.
You know why? I was going to say Bob Downs and then thought, no, because Bob Downs isn't real, is he?
Character name.
Character name. Oh. Rubbish.
Can we play again?
No. No, I've had enough now. I'm too stressed.
Just to you.
Do you find it stressful?
I do. It really makes my heart start going.
I was about to say Peter.
Let's do it again then. Carrie starts.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not ready. Dominic Diamond.
Dominic, no, game over. I'm sorry, can't have that. End of. Goodbye. Right, it's 20 to 10. Hard fight, living for the weekend, BBC Radio 1.
Papa! He's the type that always
knocks the car. There you go, that's Flashdance Deep Dish there on Radio 1. So, yeah, very short board of this edit. Exclusive to Radio 1.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Not so shy! There you go, it's the new catchphrase sweep of the nation. Oh, Sean!
Sean,
he's got a mark on his trousers.
Did they say that?
No, they didn't do that one. Hi, Roy Walker.
Hello, lovely people.
Hello.
Hi, Roy. Hello, Roy
Walker.
Can I be on Top of the Pops?
We're not actually talking about Top of the Pops, Roy. What, Alan? What's that all about?
I don't know, actually.
Really?
No.
Who? Why is he asking me that? Would anyone know here in the studio why Despy
Justin?
That?
I think he'd just like to get some TV work.
Right, okay.
You were rubbish.
Who, me? When I did Top of the Pops?
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, it's very surreal, out of the blue thing.
He's in a movie now, Roy Walker, so maybe he's thinking about TV as well.
Speak up a bit.
Oh, sorry, Roy. He's in the movie. Good luck with your movie, Roy.
Oh.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. And I think that's brilliant. You're in a movie. I've always quite fancied being in a movie. I think I'd be...
Ridiculous.
No, no. No, I think I'd be brilliant. So...
No.
No. All right, fair enough. Whatever. Miserable guess. Along with him today.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
You're Chris, my name's Gary and I'm from Aberystwyth!
Yay! Rachel's worst bit of this feature.
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, really, mate? Who's that?
Ivor.
Ivor?
Biggin.
Oh, right. I think I know him.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I know his cousin as well.
I don't even want to ask what his cousin's name is.
Okay, then.
Also called Ivor Biggin. Mm.
No, he's called Terry Biggin.
Oh, is it Terry?
Of course, as you know. What do you do then, Gary?
I'm a delivery driver, mate.
Brilliant. What do you deliver?
Mats.
Mats?
Yeah, you know what you walk on?
What, Kelly? That kind of thing. Vaughan?
No, just mats, mate.
Just mats, mate. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Mats, mate, would be Freddy, maybe. Maybe he's delivering him.
What's the Kelly mat?
Matthew Kelly.
Oh.
Oh.
It's one of those Kelly mats.
And he said, no, just Matt's
I'm with
mate.
You. Yeah,
so Matt's mate, that went Freddy.
Didn't understand that.
You know, as in, and the Dreamers, who were very good friends of Matthew Kelly. What are you driving, Gary?
Vauxhall van, mate.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
Mate.
Let's hear their horn.
Mate. Oh.
Listen to that horn.
You like it?
That horn is fat.
It's fat. All right, hang on there then, pal.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Dean and I'm from Trollsden.
Yay! Rachel's worst bit of the feature coming up.
I have a friend who lives there.
Go on, what's he called?
Ginger.
Ginger.
Bush.
See?
They love it.
They love it.
Dean loves it.
They love
you
it. He knows another person as well, don't you, Roy?
Yes.
Go on.
Yeah.
Emma?
Emma?
Royds.
See, it's...
I know her well.
Yeah, well, but you know... Okay.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Oh, shush now.
All right, Roy, calm down. What do you do there, Dean?
I do loft insulation, Chris.
Oh, loft insulation. I love that.
Keep the nation warm.
Well, that's right, yeah. Do you know what?
I'd
never ring you to come round and do it at mine.
Why is that?
I live in the basement flat! Hey!
Funny, Chris.
Yeah, I
he
am,
really
yeah.
does.
I really, yeah. I really am funny.
Ridiculous.
Funny, I said, actually. What are you driving, Dean?
Mercedes Sprinter.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it.
That horn is fat.
It's
a horn of plenty.
It's a horn of plenty.
Belter.
She sounds lovely.
No, it's the bloke. It's a fella called Dean.
Blimey.
I know. Right, okay. You know the rules of the game?
Yep.
All right, okay. Do you know the rules of the game, Gary, mate?
Sunday.
Yeah, of course you do, mate. All right, mate. Are you ready to play, Gary, mate?
Yeah, mate.
All right, Dean, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, Roy, you ready to go? Brilliant. Oh, someone put the phone down. Gary, still got you?
Yeah, mate.
Dean, still got you?
Yeah, he's still got me.
Yeah, mate.
Where did you get these two from?
Absolutely no idea. I think they're rejects from something. Mr. Fish is taking part in a celebrity water skiing competition in Malta with Steve Coogan, Courtney Love and Billy Ocean. Billy Ocean and Steve Coogan are good skiers, but Courtney Love's having problems, bless her. She seems to have lost her skis. So she decided to swim back to the rocks and she's waiting for the boat to come and get her. What's happening? Asked the boat captain. And Mr. Fish is just telling him that Ocean and Coogan are on the beach, but Courtney is sitting over there just on them rocks there. And the captain says, I'm sorry, I don't speak that good English. He says that in a perfect English accent. So Mr. Fish explains, Billy Ocean, Steve Coogan, Ocean Coogan, they're on the beach, but Courtney Love...
Dean.
Who's that?
Dean!
Yes, Dean?
Is it Love on the Rocks?
Is it Love on the Rocks?
You're right!
Yay! No surprise.
Let's have it.
Very well done, Dean.
We know.
Who told you that?
Me?
Yeah, your mate did, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Gary, what happened to you? Your mate must be a bit thick.
What is that?
I just said you didn't get it, Gary, mate. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I can hardly hear you.
Right. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Right. Stop messing around with your phone then.
Hey.
So he's doing
Come on, Gary.
I'd rather not, Dean.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish has taken the family to visit old Grandma Fish, who now lives in sheltered accommodation in Southport. Grandma Fish, well, she may be getting old, but she still managed to make some fairy cakes and some egg sandwiches, which are young Michael's favourites. Oh, stop it, Michael, says Mr. Fish. He's doing that horrible trick. He's sucking the eggs. And he's teaching... Oh, yes, who's that?
Gary.
Yes, Gary?
Don't let your grandma suck eggs.
Right, it's not an answer.
You're very close, but it's not the right answer.
It's not don't let your grandma suck eggs. No, I can't give you that, Dean.
It's probably true.
Don't teach.
Yes?
Is it grandma can't suck eggs?
No, it's not really.
Oh, it's good, yeah. But it's not right.
Go on, what was it, Gary?
Don't teach grandma to suck eggs.
You're absolutely right. Yay. That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Right, okay. So it's one apiece. It's all to play for. Who's going to win? It'll be Dean, because Gary's a little bit... No, well, no worries.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is entering his old car in a vintage car rally in Worthing. The car's in good nick, but just looks a bit dirty, so Mr. Fish has taken it to the local car wash for a, you know, good proper scrub. And there's Mr. Fish's car now. It's all covered in soap suds and bubbles. It's going to look great when it's all done. And, oh, look, there's Mr. Fish's car, all finished and gleaming. And he's just running his finger over the shiny bodywork. Blimey, says Mr. Fish. He just squeaked. Oh, who's that?
Dean.
Yes, Dean.
It's squeaky clean.
Squeaky clean.
You're a winner.
What happened, Gary, mate?
Well, I don't know.
You got one, Gary, mate, but then you didn't, you know. Oh. Was that me or him? Was that him? Crack caller, anyway. Put him in the crack caller file. Gary, mate. Hey, so Dean, well done, pal.
Cheers, Chris.
Yay. What are you going to do to celebrate?
I'm going to go party.
You're going to go party?
Yeah.
Right, where are you going to do that, then?
I ain't got a clue, Chris.
Right, just drive around till you find a party. Yeah, where are you?
Chris.
Right? Oh, hang on.
Chris.
Oh, well done, Josh.
Hey.
Josh, you were good there. Josh just cut him off before he did the gag.
I'll learn him.
Don't be messing with me. I don't mess. Don't mess with the best, because the best don't mess.
What's that from?
Huh? It's science from Big Brother. I don't know. Don't mess with the best, because the best don't mess. With Ross, you're the boss. Mum's going to Iceland. I don't know. I'm losing it now. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Craig, get off me, man. Stop touching me in that.
Okay.
Touching Ray Stubbs.
What about it?
I'm not touching Ray Stubbs.
All right, Dominic, just calm down. What's wrong with you?
Craig, get off me, man, and stop touching me in that.
Who's Craig?
I'm the meanest mother that? On this crescent.
Shut up, Ellie.
No, leave it now, come on. Thanks for listening to the show today. We're back tomorrow.
Oh, yes, please.
That's great. Joe Wiley's next.
Oh, my God.
No, I know, it's great, isn't it?
Stop putting those boobs in my face. I'm reading the sport.
Sugar babes and push the button. But don't push that button because Jo Wiley is coming up next on Radio 1. She's looking nice now. I think she's got a new top.
She has it. Yeah, I saw it before. It's nice.
Things need just sorting herself out there so she doesn't pop out. From Colin Edith at 1 o'clock. Scott Mills is back at 4 o'clock. Zane Lowe with Iron Maiden live tonight from 7. Have a great day. Goodbye.
I'm the Eugene of the show. Oh, yeah.